Several dozen people gathered in front of police headquarters today to protest the Safer Cities Initiative. The initiative, launched in 2006, added 50 extra officers to the Skid Row area, a presence that some downtown residents resent. Paul White of the Community Action Network says downtown gentrification was the key reason the city created the Safer Cities Initiative. He says police have barraged the homeless and residents with unnecessary citations.
What this amounts to is clearly intimidation tactics geared toward pushing people away from the central core of the city.
LAPD Lieutenant Shannon Paulson is in charge of the Safer Cities Initiative. She believes increased city attention to Skid Row means residents there get a chance at normalcy.
The same level of service and attention and concern that is given to the rest of the city needed to be given to the Skid Row area.
Paulson says the days of anything goes in Skid Row are over, and that police citations are more often than not aimed at connecting those in need with area service providers and not jail time.
That means that somebody doesn't get to defecate or blatantly deal drugs or engage in public displays of intoxication or fighting right outside their residence or their place of business. You or I wouldn't appreciate that going on. Neither should the people here.
But community activist Pete White wants people to consider the initiative's cost.
We cannot continue to mismanage very scarce resources by attempting to police our way out of poverty.
Both White and Lieutenant Paulson say the city needs more low-income housing. Community Action Network organizers are calling for a public review of the Safer Cities Initiative. Emily Frost, Annenberg Radio News.